This is the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you. I'm a homeschool father of five, raising our kids out here in Eastern Plains of Colorado. My children have been involved in producing this program for the last 14 years. My father sends me most of my research work, and so we have three generations that work on this on almost a daily basis. So I'm thankful that this has been a generational effort, Steve, for the last 14 years. And I'm thankful for you and,
well, thank you.
And your family and the support that you've lent to Christian Home Educators of Colorado and to generations over the years as well. But now we want to assess what's going on in America. We want to be those who are like men of Issachar who discern the times. They're men who know the times. And so we want to define the times properly. We have a president in the White House who has been giving us some good signals.
Yeah.
He is clamping down on Planned Parenthood funding.
Kind of. A little bit. So it's a good start, maybe.
So far, he hasn't shut down the government over it, which I think he should. So far, he hasn't burned down the heathen temples. Kind of a Josiah, but only kind of a Josiah. He hasn't removed the male prostitutes.
Or the high places.
Or burned down the heathen temples. Or the educational facilities that teach a heathen humanist form that will not worship and fear the true and living God. As far as I know, he hasn't done any of that.
Yeah, but he did bring in Betsy DeVos, who
That's true. He gave us a religious liberty executive order that was something of a nothing burger.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Dr. James Dobson has never been so optimistic, so it's good to see Dr. Dobson in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the very least, right? It's, you know, it's... And he said he's never been so optimistic, but that was after a nice dinner at the White House with a chocolate souffle. And I've always felt more optimistic after chocolate souffle.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need.
You need more chocolate souffle. I think you do.
Okay.
I think you do. Well, we don't know if Donald Trump is a Josiah or not. He may be. But, of course, the big concern is that the rest of Israel did not repent and God destroyed the nation 6 years after Josiah.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were all happy and, you know, the temple. And it's like, no, this you're still going.
The people did not repent.
Yeah. So they were happy things were going well for a while.
Yeah. But here, the new numbers from Gallup are out, and America's moral perceptions have never been so immoral. On 19 issues surveyed over the last 16 years, according to Gallup, and this came out last week, Americans are not moving conservative on even one issue.
Wow.
Not even a single issue. America, for the last year or two, has continued to decline in its moral perspectives over just the last year or two. It's gotten worse in the last year, Steve. It's getting worse. And America's immoral revolution has accelerated over the last 10 years. It's 10 times worse than it was in the 1970s. Now, this is affecting just about everybody. Remember the Beauty and the Beast movie that came out just a few weeks ago? It had the first blatantly homosexual scene for the purposes of entertaining the 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds that went to see it. I was speaking to a young man in my church on Sunday, and he said, you know, I haven't seen it yet, but the other Christian kids says, yeah, they saw it. It was there's some homosexual stuff, but it's no big deal. Now, see, that's the problem right there.
Yeah.
There's a softening. You say, why in the world have American Christians come to the point where 61% of evangelical millennials support homosexuality? 61% of American millennial evangelicals, young evangelicals attending evangelical church, 61% of them are pro-homosexual. Because the Beauty and the Beast production is really good. You need to go see it. Oh, yeah, there's some homosexual stuff, but it wasn't that big of a deal. That's why. And that's why the vast majority of them are apostatizing from the faith. Be back in just a moment with more on the Generations Broadcast.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Adam McManus. You may recognize my voice from the Worldview in 5 minutes, played at the beginning of the Generations Radio program every day. We've received so much positive feedback from our listeners about this newscast that we recently launched it as a standalone radio program at theworldview.com. Not only can you listen to this Christian newscast at theworldview.com, you can also subscribe to get The Worldview in 5 minutes delivered to you daily via email, iTunes, or other podcatchers via RSS. Needless to say, the whole process is quite time-consuming. 9 people work diligently to put it together. A couple people research the news stories at an hour apiece. Then the writers spent about 2 hours writing it, and I spent an hour or so taping it and editing it. And then finally, one of our editors adds in the music as well as the sound bites that were gleaned from interviews that very day. And all of it is 100% listener supported. If you've been encouraged by this broadcast, perhaps even using it in your own family worship like many of our listeners do, looking up scriptures and their relevance to today's headlines, please consider giving to support our continued work by going to generations.org/give and selecting Worldview News. Again, that's generations.org/give and selecting Worldview News. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
And we are back on the Generations broadcast. This is Kevin Swanson. As we take a look at the moral state of the nation in freefall, according to Gallup, and Gallup is not Barna. Gallup is a secular polling organization that looks at Americans' moral acceptability of divorce, sex between unmarried man and woman, homosexual relations, having a baby outside of marriage, doctor-assisted suicide, human embryo stem cell research, abortion, sex between teenagers, pornography. They look at all these things. They're saying, for the last 16 years, we've seen a decline. America is continuing to accept these things as morally acceptable at higher and higher percentages each and every year. This is according to the Gallup poll. And, Steve, it seems to me that it happens. You ask, how in the world does the moral acceptability of homosexuality increase 30%. This is always at the very, very top of the polls. That is, the moral acceptability of the absolutely most egregious sin of the day has become, has increased more substantially than any other index. It is amazing at how head over heels in love people are with homosexuality. It really is impressive, Steve, that homosexuality has been embraced with such enthusiasm by evangelicals. The evangelical young people just absolutely love the homosexuality and Beauty and the Beast these days. Not every one of them, of course. Not every one of them. But it's no big deal. It seems to me that they're so drawn to Beauty and the Beast. They so love the beastliness of Beauty and the Beast. Seems like the Pied Piper has got them. It's almost like a spell. You look in their eyes.
Yeah.
I gotta see it. I gotta see it. Oh, I gotta see it. I gotta see it. I gotta see it. I can hardly wait to see it. I can hardly wait to see it. It seems like they're under a spell or something.
Well, hey, you know, it's not, at least it's not Stars, American Gods. You know, I mean, so it's better than most.
So it's not, doesn't have the homosexual porn scene, the full frontal.
Right. So it's
not the full frontal porn scene.
So it's not that bad, right?
Yeah.
So
it's just, I mean, all he's doing is he's just attracted.
Yeah, it's just
attraction.
Love.
It's just a peck on the cheek.
Yeah.
It's just sodomy light. That's all it is. It's sodomy light.
It's
no big deal. Come on, it's no big deal. What are you prudes, you horn-rimmed glasses hundies, in the Generations radio studio all worked up over this sodomy thing? I mean, come on. I mean, all God did was destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Come on, what's wrong with you people?
So, are we supposed to look at things the way God sees them or the way man does?
I
guess that's the question.
I think what's happening is that the authoritative pulpits of the day is not you and me preaching on a Sunday morning, Steve. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
You've seen the eyes glaze over occasionally,
oh, yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, not everybody, of course, we got to be cautious here, not everybody, but friends, young people, their eyes do not glaze over when they watch Beauty and the Beast. But more often, their eyes glaze over when they watch a pastor preaching hellfire and brimstone and the glories of Christ.
It's just not as exciting, apparently.
Well,
which is why the churches are trying to...
It will be on Judgment Day.
Yeah.
It will be on Judgment Day.
Yeah.
But it will be a different form of excitement.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I wonder if that's why a lot of the churches are going towards the decor, the nouveau, you know, the upbeat new pastor with the band and with the movie clips and all of that, because they're trying to give the people what they want so that they won't glaze over in the church service.
Well, this is the latest from Gallup poll. More than in all past years, Americans support the moral acceptability of divorce, homosexuality, illegitimacy, doctor-assisted suicide, pornography, and polygamy. Young adults far more likely to endorse homosexuality, illegitimacy, abortion, pornography than the older generation by 20 to 30 percentage points.
That's huge.
It's huge, the difference. Yes, what we call the generational trajectory, where the hearts of the children turn away from the fathers and reject whatever their parents have given them. And one of the reasons it's radical, the generational trajectory, the rebellion against the previous generation is so wild, is because when we did the Evil Index and released that, Evil Index 2017, released by generations.org last week, what we found was, yes, North Korea, Greenland were the very worst nations in the world when it came to the shedding of innocent blood, but America, the United States of America, was the most evil nation in the world when it came to the Fifth Commandment. So on the Fifth Commandment, America was the very most evil nation in the world on our indice, on our study. And the reason, of course, is that American youth have learned rebellion. They have been part of this social revolution against the previous generation, thanks largely to the music industry and somewhat to the movie industry, but more so to the music industry since the Beatles and such. We have seen such a radical social evolution that I think this is affecting our churches as well, Steve. And I think what you see constantly is a flow that is led by the youth away from conservatism. They're the ones that want to lead, and oftentimes they lead the parents, away from conservatism. And it comes because America is the most evil nation in the world when it comes to the Fifth Commandment. That is the reason why the generational trajectory is so incredibly sharp when it comes to the millennial generation. They are much more likely to endorse abominable behavior and immoral practices as defined by God's law. The reason they are more likely to take a hard, hard, hard left is because at root, they're revolting against the previous generation. They're violating the Fifth Commandment. And the violation of the Fifth Commandment makes for the absolute worst generational trajectory and leads the nation very quickly off the abyss into total destruction.
Yeah, but this has been sort of a generational thing anyway. Because
since the 60s.
Yeah, and so what we're seeing is second and third generation of this generational mess. Because the 60s, they didn't honor their father and their mother either.
Yeah.
And so then when they didn't honor them and they had kids, how would they expect that their kids would honor them? And so it just keeps going down and down further into the abyss. And so now we're seeing really the results of, you know, two generations of kids not honoring their father and their mother.
The interesting thing on this particular survey, Steve, is that the biggest difference between the older generation and the younger generation on the immoral practices is in the area of pornography. Now, homosexuality is number three. There's a 23% disparity between generations on homosexuality. But it's interesting that on pornography, the younger generation is 30% more likely to embrace pornography and call it morally acceptable than the older generation. That's the largest disparity between the older generation and the younger generation. So, again, 30 percentage points. This is where the revolt is most severe. And it may be because of the medium used.
Yeah.
It's got to be
internet.
The internet. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because that, I mean, they didn't have that in the 60s. You didn't have the ready access. You had to try to find somebody to purchase the pornography for you so that you could get hold of that. But now it's just everywhere.
Well, I think the youth are about 10 times more likely addicted to pornography than the previous generation. Yes, there was addiction to pornography in the 1970s and 1980s.
Yeah.
Absolutely, there was. But it wasn't 80% of young boys, 16 to 26 years of age, hitting the porn sites on a regular basis, weekly, monthly basis. That to me is an addiction. And, of course, that addiction to pornography on the part of the younger generation is going to utterly destroy sexuality. It will destroy marriage to a great extent. I don't believe our young ladies are going to have very many young men to marry in the year 2030, 2040 because of the opening of Pandora's box in the area of pornography and the access to it on the part of young people. So this of course, has been extremely destructive. And so, therefore, what we see is a massive acceptability of pornography on the part of the 18 to 34-year-old class.
Yeah, and the problem with this type of thing is any type of addiction, you need more and more of it in order to get the same benefit, quote-unquote benefits of the sin. And so it ends up desensitizing. And so in order to get the same amount of dopamine, the feel-good natural brain drug that you get, you have to get more and more of that. And so you become desensitized, which is another reason why homosexuality then follows the whole pornography thing. Because once you've given in to accepting pornography as morally acceptable, homosexuality is hot on its heels.
Gallup Poll's recent survey found that on the 19 issues surveyed over 16 years, Americans are not moving conservative on even one moral issue of the day. On the 19 issues, Americans are not moving conservative on even one issue. In fact, the acceptability of birth control, that is, the contraceptive abortifacients, at 91%. Now, abortion itself has, the support for abortion itself has remained about the same, maybe just a smidge higher over 14 years. But the support for birth control is registering even more support. That is, see, Americans are not really drawn to surgery. I mean, you know, it's hard to find Americans embracing surgery. Like, I'm pro-surgery. I'm pro this bloody interventionistic abortion process. Just too bloody. Americans are generally not head over heels in love with abortion only because nobody really likes surgery. It has very little to do with the unborn child. Believe me, it has very little to do with the unborn child. Why do I say that? Because Americans are head over heels in love with birth control, the birth control pill that has its abortifacients capacities. So 91% of Americans love birth control at an all-time high, Steve. It's at an all-time high, according to this survey, meaning that Americans aren't more pro-life. Americans are going to kill way more babies in the years to come using the chemical devices.
Right. And I think if you look through all 19 of these things, really the reason why it's moving up and it's getting more and more liberal is because Americans are consumed with themselves.
It's all about me. That may be the universal thing, because I was gonna give you the acceptability numbers as of 2017. Birth control, 91%. Divorce is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Divorce is at 73% as morally acceptable.
Wow.
73%. Sex between unmarried men and women, that is fornication, at an all-time high, 69%. Homosexuality, of course, all-time high, 63%. Having a baby outside of marriage, at all-time high, 62%, et cetera, et cetera. You're right. I think this is all about me. It's an all-about-me thing. It's all about my convenience. It's my convenience to have any kind of sex I want and never really accept any kind of the consequences for this kind of sexuality outside of the bounds of wedlock.
Yeah. So when you are consumed with self, which is pride, pride comes before destruction, and that's what we're headed for. All indications are, unless God does something, unless God brings about some sort of a reformation, that unless God brings about the restoration of His gospel and of His truth, our pride is going to lead us to the destruction. And at that point, then those of us who understand God's truth need to be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us to anyone who would ask, and that we need to be ready for that and be able to do that with gentleness and with respect.
Since 1960, approximately half the world's population has been aborted. Friends, over just the last 45 years, about half the world's population has been aborted, and the fertility rate worldwide is almost exactly half of what it was in 1960. So these are the results of the abortifacient birth control pill and abortion. Now, let me ask you, do you think God is concerned about the killing of half the population of the world and for the most part, the hands of their own mothers and fathers?
I would say yes. I mean,
I would think so.
Yeah.
Assuming that God considers the life of an unborn child as bearing his image as much as an adult. If God assumes that, and I, from everything I can read in the Word of God, he counts that life inside the womb of a mother as being precious. In fact, it is a criminal act to provide hazardous conditions about a pregnant woman that may risk the life of her unborn child, that according to the Lex Talionis law found in Exodus 21. That is a criminal act as defined by God's laws.
So I think what's going to be happening is that, you know, as the Bible says, judgment begins with the house of God. People who are conservative, people who are actually preaching the word of God, you're going to start facing more and more difficulties as new laws are being written. I mean, Obergefell's just the beginning. Churches are going to have to start performing homosexual weddings or get their 501c3 status removed, and then they'll end up becoming a for-profit business and owing back taxes for the entirety of the history of that particular church, which is going to throw them into bankruptcy. Guys, this is just the beginning. So we have got to get our foundations settled. We've got to get our foundations strengthened in the Word of God, in what we learn, in what we know as the truth of God's Word, and be ready to give an answer for that hope.
Come out from among them, be separate, saith the Lord. That's what he says to his church in 1 Corinthians. The church ought to be very different from the Corinthian society around them. Come out from among them, be separate. That is, if you attend a true Christian church, we shouldn't be seeing a low birth rate. We shouldn't be seeing a high abortifacient contraceptive use rate. We shouldn't be finding a high abortion rate. The church should be known by its adopting the orphans, not aborting the orphans. The church should be known by its birth rate. In general, I would say the birth rate of a biblical church ought to be somewhere around 5.0. That is the average, of course. That's the average, of course. That's what it was in the 1960s. In most nations around the world, that's where it should be today, assuming you're not using abortifacient birth control pills and abortion. The birth rate should be roughly 5.0. Now, again, some people have one child. Some people have 10 children. We're not saying that any individual family needs to have 4 to 5. We're not saying that at all. We're just saying the birth rate of your average biblical church and your average biblical denomination that is given 1,000 families, you take the average birth rate in 1,000 families, should be somewhere around 5.0. That's how we're going to discover if the church is really the church. That's how we're going to discover if we're not living this selfish, materialistic, all about me, myself being my own selfish pig worldview, maintained by the world around us. We're going to be far different than the world around us. No. If you're going to a biblical church, of course there will be repentant sinners in which they've turned away from this abortifacient pro-homosexual worldview, that you'll find repentant homosexuals, repentant abortifacient users, repentant fornicators in the church of which we can say, such were some of you, but you've been washed, you've been cleansed, you've been changed by the washing of regeneration and by the preaching of the Word of God. Of course, churches will be filled with repentant homosexuals, repentant fornicators, repentant abortifacient users, in which the birth rate on average will be about 5.0, and about 98-99% of marriages will be intact. That is if the biblical church exists, and if they have come out from among them and been separate from the world. See, we're going to see a massive difference between the church, the true church, and the world around us. And that, my friends, is going to be a miracle. It will only happen by the working of the Holy Spirit of God in real saints, real believers whose lives are really changed by the cleansing, powerful blood of the Son of God himself. You say, I can't imagine that would happen in our community, in a church in our community. Yes, it will. By the gospel of Jesus Christ and by the powerful working of the Holy Spirit of God, I am 100% convinced of that. Well, as we wrap up this edition of the Generations broadcast, I encourage you to support this radio program, if this has been helpful to you at all, at discipling the nations, at bringing the Word of God and equipping the man of God, the woman of God, to every good work. If you think that this program has been helpful at all in any way whatsoever, I encourage you to consider supporting the program. All we need is about 100 sponsors to keep us reaching 100 nations and tens of thousands of families around the world. I encourage you to support this radio program. Again, we only need about 1%, maybe a half percent of our listeners, about 1 in 100 of our listeners, to support this program with a $10 a month commitment or a $20 a month commitment or a $100 a month commitment that will be a blessing to tens of thousands of others. So if you would like to kick in a little help for this radio program to keep us on the air, we encourage you to our website, generations.org, and hit the support button today. Support this radio program. Be one of the 100 courageous sponsors that steps forward in faith and says, I think I'm led to helping out with this radio program to be a blessing to 100 nations and tens of thousands of families around the world. Support this ministry today at generations.org. This is Kevin Swanson and Steve Vaughn in studio, and we invite you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.
Finding it tough to spend quality time with your son? Come to the Father-Son Retreat this summer, Thursday, August 31st through Sunday, September 3rd, and experience the blessing of 4 days of solid teaching and mountain activities at one of America's most beautiful and exciting mountain lodges near Winter Park, Colorado. Register at ColoradoFatherSon.com. That's ColoradoFatherSon.com. It's Tuesday, May 23rd, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Police are investigating what may have been a terrorist event at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. At least 20 are reported dead and hundreds injured. Ariana Grande is a popular singer known for her advocacy of homosexuality and, quote, liberated sexual exploration, unquote. At the fall of the Tower of Siloam, Jesus asked, "Do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Luke 13:2-3. An Indian pastor named John Mueller and his wife returned home from a shopping trip in India 3 weeks ago to find their church building and home burnt to the ground. Pastor Mueller told the Morning Star News, quote, "We lost everything. My wife is 26 weeks pregnant. We are expecting our first child. We are homeless. A kind believer is letting us rest in his home during nights for now," unquote. The pastor suspects radical Hindus are responsible for the attack. Daniel Harris of International Christian Concern links these attacks to the recent ascendance of the BJP political party there in India, which advocates Hindu nationalism.
So that's really why you're seeing, timing-wise, these attacks have also increased. The Hindu radicals know that the BJP is likely to win the national election again, so they feel kind of more that they can have a free hand out in the country.
During President Donald Trump's visit to the residence of Israeli President Reuven Rivlin in Jerusalem yesterday, the president stressed that Israel and America shared a, quote, common cause, unquote, when it comes to the threats posed by Iran.
On my first trip overseas, I've come to this ancient land to reaffirm the enduring friendship between the United States and the State of Israel. And it will always be enduring. And that's number one to me. We are not only longtime friends, we are great allies and partners. We stand together always. This moment in history calls for us to strengthen our cooperation as both Israel and America face common threats from ISIS and other terrorist groups to countries like Iran that sponsor terrorism and fund and foment terrible violence, not only here, but all over the world. Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon, never, ever, and must cease its deadly funding, training, and equipping of terrorists and militias, and it must cease immediately.
Death threats toward Republican leaders are picking up, according to an extensive report from The Hill. Town hall meetings with congressional representatives are degrading into protests and shouting matches, and some Republicans are calling for increased security at their events. The sharply polarized environment seems to elicit more anger and retaliation from those on the left. Parents, beware! A One News Now investigative report has identified pro-homosexual material included in a popular homeschooling resource called Khan Academy, spelled K-H-A-N. For example, the homosexual agenda is embedded in a grammar lesson of all things. Actor James Woods slammed Planned Parenthood's president Cecile Richards for her, quote, "nothing says I love you," unquote, like supporting Planned Parenthood tweet on Mother's Day. Woods tweeted back saying, quote, "hard to say I love you, Mom, from a medical waste dumpster," unquote, and then hashtagged defundPP. The New York Times featured an article over the weekend pitting pro-lifers against the Christian school that took a stand against premarital fornication. The school removed a young woman from the school council and prevented her from walking with the graduates upon discovering that she was pregnant outside of wedlock. Students for Life president Kristen Hawkins argued, though, that the young woman had, quote, "made the courageous decision to choose life, and she definitely should not be shamed," unquote. 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, "Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." The Texas House of Representatives passed a bill yesterday requiring children in public schools to use the bathroom aligning with their biological gender. That is, boys who wish to be girls cannot use the girls' restroom. One sheriff who feared God in Virginia is in trouble with the Freedom From Religion Foundation and the ACLU. He put decals inscribed with Matthew 5:9 on his department vehicles back in March to remind the country of Jesus' words, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And now the decals are coming off to prevent a lawsuit on the part of the God-haters. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law on Sunday that would protect pastors from having to hand their sermon notes over to state officials. The governor issued this statement upon signing the bill, quote, "efforts to erode religious liberty are a threat to all liberty, and our religious leaders must be absolutely secure in the knowledge that religious freedom is beyond the reach of government," unquote. Bravo, Governor Abbott. Bloomberg reports that the federal government is paying $38 to collect $1 of unpaid student loans. Total college debt in America has now topped $1.4 trillion. That's almost a 300% increase over 10 years ago. Delinquency rates are running over 11%. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.